producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Everybody listening across America and beyond our borders, some of you who don't celebrate Thanksgiving sent me some funny jokes about Thanksgiving, that the turkeys had been all plucked and they wouldn't thaw out in time. Somebody heard me say that and they sent me a funny picture of a frozen turkey. Look kind of like frozen where when you were a kid and they told you to freeze in the playground, you just froze. I want to say from all of us here in America tonight to all of you, from the bottom of my heart, I thank all of you for supporting the little show that could. So many great emails. I always say it, but it's really true. I cannot believe the amount of emails that we get. So thank you so much for that, because they're thoughtful, interesting, and you're paying attention. Not just what's happening here, but you're paying attention in your own world, and that's so critical in these times. All right, let's move to some what I call odds and ends, stories that have just kind of tripped over my radar that you might not have seen, or maybe you did see it, but it's interesting fodder. I'll put it that way. Let's talk about some of the things that I've tripped over lately. And one of them is this reusable rocket race. You have Bezos, Jeff Bezos from Amazon, beating Elon Musk's SpaceX in the war to get the reusable rocket going. It's cool. I saw a picture of it the other day, and it's called Blue Origin. And this Blue Origin is, first of all, gorgeous looking, but Blue Origin is the private space firm owned by Bezos, and he just dropped a huge gauntlet in the race, as it has been described. He launched the New Shepard space vehicle. It has a BE-3 rocket and crew capsule, and it went to the edge of space. Then the capsule separated, touched down beneath a parachute, but the BE-3 rocket also started its own descent. So I'm not going to get too technical about this, but after the rocket's fired about 5,000 feet, it made a controlled vertical landing at 4.4 miles an hour. That is fantastic. That is really super fantastic. So this capsule that they sent up was pretty small, way smaller than what Elon Musk has, I think. And Musk actually tweeted something out. He said, "Congratulations to Bezos and the BO team for achieving VTOL on their booster." So I think it's a little friendly combination of back and forth, let's put it that way. And they're gadget guys, and this is the ultimate gadget, isn't it? Let's get the first rocket that carries passengers. Let's be responsible for that. And Bezos would love it. He would love it if that were the case for Amazon. You know, that whole thing of boys will be boys. I just was thinking that about Musk and everything I've read about him and about Bezos. But you know, when you get to that stratosphere of what can I do, what can I make, how can I be a thought leader, what can I make bigger, badder, and better than everybody else? And I think that's the Bezos mantra, and the same for Elon Musk probably too as well. And in that effort to shake it up and tell you what's really, really happening, you might not have seen this, or you probably know this, you're experiencing this. The company that's behind the medicine price hike cuts, you know, the cost of the drugs. The CEO, I read an interview about him in Time magazine, and he's become a lightning rod, really is a great way to describe it, for criticism for a 5,000% increase in the cost of anti-infection, one of the big anti-infection drugs. And they say that it would cut the cost of the drug to the hospital. And that's what I don't understand. To me, the people who get messed up the worst on this whole thing are the people who have to pay for the drugs. So what does that mean? They're turning what's going on in pharmaceuticals and turning it on its ear is what's happening. And it's made a huge difference. Will it make a dent in people's personal handbags, wallets, etc.? Not sure about that. Not sure. This company is called Turning, and its chief executive is Martin Shkreli, and he really upset a lot of people in September after they acquired the rights to a 62-year-old drug and raised the price from more than 5,000% to $7.50 a pill. Hospitals take it, and it wards off encephalitis, to name a few things. Toxoplasmos encephalitis, to be specific. But this goes to the whole hospital thing. It's when you get your bill and you look at aspirins and what they cost and what you were dispersed, it's enough to make you cry and say, wow, how does this... No wonder why we're having so many crises. How can they, with a good conscience, charge this kind of money? How can they do that? It's just one big giant ripoff is what it is. One big ripoff. All right, end of the year coming up. It means we'll look at all kinds of stories, the big stories, the small stories, the things that should have happened. We even have a category for that because it's the Thanksgiving Day week and turkeys will really be here until the end of December and maybe even beyond that. And some of you are laughing as you've already really done the whole turkey thing already. I wonder about the biggest turkeys in the world of business. Who are the busts in the world of business that you would put on the list? Is Warren Buffett still the great oracle? And I think you got to give him credit. I think he still is the great oracle, but some might say turkey him up, but I don't think so. And I wouldn't do that with Larry Ellison. I wouldn't do that with some of the other innovators, I'll call them, on the planet. We need the innovators. Absolutely. Now, something I could argue with, although I think she's a good actress, Jennifer Lawrence. Remember Katniss Everdeen from the Mockingjay movies? She is the Entertainment Weekly Entertainer of the Year. And I guess she was in a... probably because of the Hunger Games. That probably pushed her over the top. And she's got some films that are coming out. But I think she's an actress that's going to hang around for a while. She's definitely talented. But I don't know, Entertainer of the Year, what's the criteria for that? That's what's always so vague about some of these awards, taking nothing away from it. All right, happy Thanksgiving to everyone listening to me across the board, wherever it is. Hug the people you're with. And remember what Thanksgiving is all about. Stay with us.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
You know, Jack Canfield says, don't worry about failures. Worry about the chances you miss when you don't even try. But the chances I worry about are what happens at the border. And this is what has been the focus so much of this show for the past couple of weeks. Listen, it's always blowing in the wind. We talk about everything from end to end. So I always say, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. You are invited to this party. You just have to dial the digits, 855-266-5283. And then I just saw a study on the heels of talking about the Syrian refugees and the political brawl that's going on about what's happening at the borders and how do we vet people, but how can you vet someone? Who are you calling? That whole thing that will be an argument till we draw our last breath, and let's hope it's not because something horrific happens. But I just happen to see this, too, and we know these statistics are reversed, but more Mexicans apparently are leaving the United States than entering anymore, which is very interesting, because what used to be, and I bet still is, a cash cow for families in Mexico, when I say cash cow, you have people working and sending money back. But the Pew Research Center found that slightly more than 1 million Mexicans and their families, and I'm saying Mexicans, just not Latino people from different areas, I mean Mexicans, including American-born citizens, left the U.S. for Mexico. They have pretty interesting numbers from 2009 to 2014. Now, during the same 5 years, 870,000 Mexicans came to the U.S., so it's definitely trending down. maybe the era of that mass migration is kind of at an end. It's not what we think. There are people that are going back, but not where it's to the point where, wow, everybody's going back. There's just, you know, a couple thousand people here. Not like that, of course. The Border Patrol arrested more non-Mexicans than Mexicans, in fact, in 2014. More Central Americans came into the U.S., mostly through South Texas, and many of them turned themselves in, too, as well. So the numbers are, I think, interesting to note. The history and the fact that you have a lot more people now going back. And you've got automakers like Ford and General Motors and Volkswagen, where they've built plants across central and northern New Mexico that employ lots and lots of people, which has created a ripple effect and has helped the economy. So maybe that's one of the main reasons that they could go back and work and they don't have to, the whole idea of sending back the money, they don't have to do it. Because you think of farm workers recruited from Mexico and our crops back and forth across the border until 1965. And what was big then in 1965, that's when we had limits on Latin American immigrants for the first time. But you have to go back to 1965. And I think a lot of Mexicans in the U.S. are frustrated and worried, frankly, as this immigration law is dangling at the end of what could be a very long stick installed in Congress. And President Obama's deported about 2 million people during the first 5 years of his administration. So not that many, actually. Not too many. All right, you can join the conversation, 855-266-5283, or flip me an email always, 24-7, whenever something's on your mind. You can do that by sending it to Kate. You can send that email or go to americatonight.net and click on contact, and it's just like that. You are in. I think the more Mexicans is interesting, except for it takes the place of another group of people, a lot of people from South America. And, you know, I would say this. The Mexicans, and Pew Research found this out, the Mexicans who are in the U.S. are more detached from Mexico than before, and the average median age of that group is like 39. So while the numbers massively increased, the desire to go back really decreased, too. Gee, you have to say to yourself, I wonder what that's about. Of course, you want to go back to what? That uncertainty, the poverty, or stay here? Which is it? And having the choice, I guarantee most people hearing me would say, no way. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not the first to bounce back. And so that's the trend. Yeah, there's another story that was sad. I got a couple of notes on it today from some people in the Boston area, New Hampshire, WSMV. Love being on that station. And the question becomes, for so many, that not just that there's no affordability, but how do you bring it back around so there you can sustain and create a thriving environment with limited capacity? Always with the economics, it comes back to what's the capacity? How are we growing it? What are we doing? Where is it going? lots of questions. You know, it's better to ask a lot of questions than to not ask any questions and then be overwhelmed. And maybe the people at the border themselves are frankly just overwhelmed. You know that feeling. I guarantee you've had it. If you've had any success, it washes over you and it strangles you. Just the craziest, craziest thing. Next week on the show, I was thinking about this today, we have our turkeys in tow for biggest turkeys so far this season in the world of sports. And I started to compile a list, and I thought, oh, I have a list a mile long. I am eligible, so, but it's crazy. The more you write it down, the more you see, I suppose, and that's probably why. But you have the Pentagon saying that we can't fight ISIS the way we have in the past, and they're trying to lift or change or tweak the rules of engagement. And because they haven't had that in play, it is so much better for the Americans and others to have the signals so they know. And they know who they're looking for. A better chance at cracking the code, let's put it that way. And why tell him? I mean, why? Here's one thing I don't understand, and I don't know if they're doing this because they have some kind of decoy going on, but why tell them the plans? Why tell ISIS? Why tell anyone anymore about the plan? Because we've had hackers. We've had so much information ripped off purely for profit. I would think that that makes more sense. Way more. And I'd love to get a briefing every week, when possible, to be up on what the statistics are, what the military is doing, what the Border Patrol's doing, what we're seen as. Because it's not a matter of clicking them off, calling out names, and knowing who the first names are. I think it's way deeper than that. I mean, the U.S. military... Yes, we're not allowed to hit ISIS fuel trucks because killing the drivers was seen as killing civilians. Did you know that? For the past year, ISIS has earned $1 million a day from black market oil sales. Woo! $1 million. Who says there's not plenty of speakers? There is. We're taking the movies next.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
At the house, guys, are you frying it? A lot of guys, when they get the chance to cook it, they like to deep fry it, or it's out somewhere in a bucket. A lot of men cook the turkey. They like to cook it, men and women, I suppose, but you can't always assume it's the woman cooking. A lot of men I know like to cook, especially on Turkey Day, make their own mashed potatoes and stuffing and everything else. We're going to have our biggest turkeys in the world across the board as we see it next week. You might have written down some movies because there's movies that you want to go and see. You have a little time off during the Thanksgiving holidays and you go stir crazy and need to get out of the house. Katniss Everdeen is the heroine of a series called The Hunger Games. The Mockingjay Part 2 is the latest installment. It's out this week. Take a listen.
Nothing good is safe while Snow's alive. I can't make another speech about it. Snow has to pay for what he's done.
This war's gonna come to an end. The only one thing we could do now to add more fire to this rebellion.
We all have one enemy. He corrupts everyone. the 76 Hunger Games.
Yep, the Hunger Games. What a series that turned out to be. And what is she going to do this time to save the people in the lowly districts? I have to tell you, I've gotten kind of hooked into this story. Watched the first one. I was like, eh, took me a long time to go and see it. And then I got reeled in with the second one. And I'll tell you, the cast is really potent, including Jennifer Lawrence, who is the main character. I don't think Hunger Games is going to have a hard time filling the studios wherever it is that they're debuting across the country. And because the holidays are almost here, we always are going to have a slew of Christmas movies of different sorts. This one is called The Night Before Christmas.
Children were snuggled, their presents wrapped thorough. But this tale, not about presents, or Santa, or ponies. It's about three dudes, three bros, three ride-or-die homies.
Gentlemen, 14 years ago to this very night,
I lost my parents.
And you guys have been with me every single Christmas since then.
You knew.
But tonight,
we have decided to end this tradition. Chris is just too balanced anymore.
And Isaac's about to have a baby.
You have been such a rock throughout this whole pregnancy. You have to focus on yourself.
Whoa. Dreams? Is it cocaine? You haven't done cocaine for 11 years, I don't think.
Yeah, no one has, I don't think.
I have a present for you.
We're going to the best Christmas party in New York City.
So that gives us several hours to hit as many traditions as possible.
Oh. To the end of an era.
I think the cocaine and the mushrooms are reacting poorly.
You look insane. Only your right eye is working.
Do I look weird now?
Yes, you look weird. Still weird. Weirder.
You guys missed her singing Miley Cyrus. She destroyed Wrecking Ball.
You still like that song?
Everybody does.
You can cry to it. You can run to it.
Yeah.
You can party to it.
Timeless.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm freaking out about having the baby. I'm supposed to be a rock, but I'm not a rock.
How wasted are you right now?
Hallelujah!
Not that kind of church.
No. Who's that guy?
What guy?
The cross.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Is that what they think we did to him?
Yeah.
Can they tell I'm Jewish?
Yes. Your sweater. Don't you dare throw up in here. Swallow it like a girl would.
I need a barf bag.
Or no barf bag.
Is it still happening?
It's still happening a little.
We did not kill Jesus! We did not do that!
Before Christmas, it's that familiar theme of people going to church and people drinking too much before they go to church, and a man and his bros celebrating because they know they're not going to be able to celebrate the way they normally do. So you have in this movie Seth Rogen, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he's great, Anthony Mackie also in this, all three very, very talented. And it's The Night Before Christmas. Like I said, it's that theme of what you can do before you're completely trapped and crazed by parenthood or whatever else is holding you back. We move from that one, which I think finds a kooky audience, you know, people who like the slapstick kind of comedy, but want to see a holiday film like that. And there's always obligatory films that fill that void, and this would be the latest one. Then there's this movie, completely different from the first two, called Secret in Their Eyes. All right, so hang on, we're trying to get that secret. There it is, coming up, maybe. Secret in Their Eyes. If not, we'll talk about the movie. But this movie is kind of getting some buzz too, for sure. And, you know, a lot of it is about, as I've talked to more people in the industry, a lot of it, so much of it is casting, writing, all of that. And here you've got Julia Roberts, Nicole Kidman, and a lot of suspense. I think we might have it. Do we have it, Daniel? Maybe.
Brooklyn.
Here we
Don't
go.
Be a dick.
Let's go. LAPD just found an unidentified female body in a garage dumpster.
What are we doing here, guys?
Body appears to have been bleached inside and out.
Hey. What is it?
It's the owl. It's your daughter.
I'm sorry.
He's guilty. We can't just let him walk.
$696,000 Caucasian males in the U.S. prison system. You can cycle through the entire population in a year if you look at 1,906 faces every night, so I did.
For a year?
For 13 years. Reopen the case.
We've had multiple leads.
They've all been false alarms. And just dies a little bit every single time.
I don't have the stomach to watch him walk away again. Maybe we go about this a little less officially.
No.
Ray. Owe my daughter that.
We gotta find this guy before Jess does.
My daughter was the thing that made me me. Nothing will ever change that.
She's not gonna stop you.
He can quit his job. He can change his name. He can dump his car. But I will still find him.
Wow, a creepy premise for the movie, and you can hear it unfold there, the main theme of the story. Daughter, she's works in law enforcement, and they find her daughter in the worst possible condition you can imagine. You have a very big cast in this. I think it finds, if not an audience in the theaters, because there's so many things to see, so many movies, not things, movies, but if they don't catch a lot of screens movie-wise, they will for sure, I think, when it comes to streaming. I think people would watch it. It's kind of that classic thing of we've got somebody who had a heinous thing happen to them. They're in law enforcement, and the people in their lives rally around them, try to continue to work on the story, you know, the story, finishing the story, and they're a tight-knit team of rising investigators, and then what happens when they meet up years later. I like it. I would watch this streaming. I don't know if I'd see it in a movie theater. All right, if you go to a movie, send me a cheap movie review. I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Hang with us.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Each and every week, Brandon Lang to talk about week 11 in the NFL. There's no one better, and he has the stats to prove it, don't you?
Well, I'm going to tell you what, I've been on an absolute tear. When I say tear, I mean absolute tear. 39, 18, and one run in football. Last Friday night after I did your show, Colorado plus points over USC. Saturday, Washington State outright over UCLA. Sunday, Arizona outright over Seattle. Monday, I implode with the rest of the country. Tease Cincinnati in the over. Bengals are who we thought they were. Fraud. Forget about it. They're done. They'll go nowhere. They'll lose in the first round of the playoffs again. But then I bounced back on Tuesday with Toledo, a 7-point dog, beating Bowling Green, and then last night, Northern Illinois. So it's like the first hour of the movie, which, by the way, is probably the best hour of the movie. It's like Groundhog Day. The escort gets to stay. I wake up every day. The escort's there. Walter sent her out. He just paid her. She's walking out the door. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, Kate. Beautiful thing.
Yep. Yep, that's, I love it. So as we dive into week 11, I can hardly believe it, in the NFL, I always like to just open it up wide and say, is there just a game you're in love with at this point in the week?
Yeah, it's the Minnesota Vikings. You know, I don't know why people keep believing in Green Bay. Green Bay gives up 507 yards to Phillip Rivers at Lambeau Field, and they eke out a 27-20 win. Okay, so they come out of their bye week, they go to Denver, and they get pummeled 29-10. Okay, no problem. Next week, let's go to Carolina. We'll fix some things. We'll show everybody we're the Green Bay Packers. They go to Carolina. They get pummeled in a game that was more of a blowout than the 37-29 final would lead you to believe. Okay, no problem. No problem at all. We'll come back home. We'll lay that 11.5 number to Detroit. We will announce our presence with authority. Aaron Rodgers, everybody relax. Okay, Aaron, we're relaxed. Here we go, buddy. You're back at Lambeau against the Lions, who are atrocious. Show us, Aaron. Mike McCarthy, show us. Everything's okay in Green Bay. Now, let's lose outright to the Lions at home, who haven't won there since Barry Sanders and Wayne Font. Now, you're telling me, after all that drama, after all that absolute Armageddon meets Titanic, you're going to go on the road against arguably one of the hottest teams in the NFC, with Arizona and Carolina, that being Minnesota, who, by the way, has a quarterback starting who is 17-4 against the spread as a starter in the NFL, 12-1 against the spread in games where the Vikings are seeking revenge. The line is 1. It should be 3. I'd probably lay 7 because the Green Bay Packers are who I said they are. Nothing. How's that?
I love it. I love it because it certainly has been that kind of a season. There's no question about it, and you're right. I think sometimes people look at, like, Green Bay as some other teams, and they just think of the history. But when you're talking about laying down some dough, you got to push all that out of your brain, don't you?
Yeah, you should listen. You're supposed to improve week to week in the NFL, not get exposed week after week after week. And all the Vikings do is they win and they cover. And you look at this football team and going out to Oakland, and everybody liked the Raiders. And I said on radio, I said, no, 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 no. Minnesota +3 out there. You watch the Vikes go out there. You watch them handle their business. And you watch them do what they've been doing all season long, which is literally covering point spread numbers. They lost their first game of the year. That was at San Francisco on Monday night. And since then, they have covered every single game this year.
Wow. Wow. Crazy. Another thing that's crazy, and you used to talk about Tony Romo a lot, but of course now he's been such the non-factor, just the two games he won, and then he's out. Now it's just a question of, oh, is he going to come in? Is he going to play? They desperately need him. You look at this Cowboys-Dolphins game in Miami, and we're talking about what, there's never a sure bet, but you look at that one, how much of a more of a sure bet is it for the Dolphins than before?
I think if anybody's going to right the ship, it's him. Unfortunately, I think the energy and the karma of signing Greg Hardy is tearing this team apart. I think a lot of the players are questioning why he's here. I don't think he's a very likable guy. And in the context of an NFL locker room, you got to have a locker room where everybody gets along. It's hard enough to win Sunday to Sunday in the NFL, let alone bring a cancer in there for a guy who has the history that he has. And with all that being said, if there was a game where they were going to step up and figure out a way to get a W, it would be this game right here. And I think they do. Tony Romo's 14-2 in his last 16 starts, dating back to the beginning of last season. So, again, I know he'll be rusty, but the running game should get going, and they should be able to eke one out here. But, again, it's probably a game I won't touch at all, only because he is coming back from such a long layoff, and Dallas hasn't won a game since Jesus came back 2,000 years ago.
I love that. Would you, on Sunday night, would you touch the Bengals and the Cardinals?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't. Listen, initially, I was bonkers over Arizona -3. Unfortunately, I was looking for better value than that, and then Cincinnati has to go lose on Monday night, and now they're catching a 5 number. I still would lay it. I would still absolutely lay it. The right side of the game is Arizona. I said last week, Bruce Arians 15-1 against the spread as an underdog of 7 points or less in his head coaching career. We can now make that, you know, it was 15-1 last week, 16-1 now. And one thing, it's the undefeated letdown where teams who are 5-0 or greater in the NFL coming off their first loss of the year are 5-15 against the number that next game out if they're facing a team with a win percentage greater than .600, of course, which Arizona is, 1-7 their last date if they're coming off a straight up and against the spread loss. I call it the letdown effect. And now you're going on the road to the West Coast to face Arizona. All systems go. Listen, if T.J. Yates can come in and lead a drive against you to win the game, I feel pretty good about Carson Palmer at home with that Arizona offense against the Cincinnati team. I think Cincinnati's about to implode. I want to be on the right side of that. I'll take Arizona.
I like that. I'm bouncing back to earlier in the day, and the Panthers are still undefeated. They're taking on the Redskins. They're at home, and the problem is the line is 8.5. Would you take Carolina?
It was 7 initially. Now it's 8.5. I got this sneaky suspicion that Washington's going to cover the number. But when you say that, all Carolina does is cover numbers. But this reminds me a little bit of the New Orleans game where Luke McCown went in there and threw for 400 yards on him and they backdoored it. I could see Washington with the potential for a backdoor here. Liked it at 7, lean towards the dog plus 8.5.
Ooh, I love it. And then I'll tell you what, really the most abysmal team, one of them anyway, has to be the Lions. And somebody wanted me to ask you about the Raiders and the Lions, and of course they're big Raider fans, and they like to play and, you know, lay some money down. Would you touch this one?
No. Because you don't know what you're going to get with Oakland's been a favorite twice this year, minus the same two number at Chicago, lost 22-20, and they were laying that 3 last week to Minnesota and got beaten and got pretty dominated. Didn't cross midfield the entire second half. Do I think the Raiders are the right side of the game? Yes, I do. But can I trust them laying points when they haven't covered a number as a favorite in quite some time? Absolutely. So tread lightly. If you like your Raiders on Sunday, I don't see them getting blown out. You might take Oakland in a two-team, 7-point teaser. Take your Raiders from -2 to +5. So if Detroit does eke out a field goal win, you're okay there. And then you flip that and come back on the other side and take my Minnesota pick from -1 to +6. And I think you got yourself a two-team 7-point teaser winner.
Yep. And we cap off the week with the Monday Nighter is the Bills and the Patriots, who, of course, are perfect. Would you play this one?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I may use a total. I may use a first half play, but I'll only say this. Anytime you can get the New England Patriots at home laying a single digit, you have to take them. That line will probably go up. Maybe not. Maybe the Edelman injury keeps it right at 7. If that's the case, buy down to 6.5. Either one with Pittsburgh, who they beat by 7 at home. They put up 51 on Jacksonville and beat them by 34. They beat the Jets by 7 again. Buy down to the 6.5. You were fine. And they beat the Redskins by 17. I just think when you can go into their building and put up a 40 spot like New England did, I just think the Jets made Buffalo look a little better than Buffalo is. And let's not forget, but that's the same Bills team that went over to London and lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who put up 34 on them. So they've off a couple good wins against Miami and the Jets, but this is the New England Patriots here, so tread lightly.
All right, BrandonLang.com, incredible site. Get your info there. And, boy, again, another great week. Brandon, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. Talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.